We end today's book segment by noting the death of one of the giants of American literature. Author Saul Bellow died yesterday at his home in Massachusetts. He was 89. He'd been in declining health for some time. Saul Bellow won many awards throughout his long career, including 3 National Book Awards. In 1976, he won the Pulitzer Prize for Humboldt's Gift. That same year, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Here's Saul Bellow reading an excerpt from one of his National Book Award-winning works, Herzog.
If I am out of my mind, it's all right with me, thought Moses Herzog. Some people thought he was cracked, and for a time he himself had doubted that he was all there. But now, though he still behaved oddly, he felt confident, cheerful, clairvoyant, and strong. He had fallen under a spell, and was writing letters to everyone under the sun. He was so stirred by these letters that from the end of June he moved from place to place with a valise full of papers. He had carried this valise from New York to Martha's Vineyard, but returned from the vineyard immediately. 2 days later he flew to Chicago, and from Chicago he went to a village in western Massachusetts. Hidden in the country, he wrote endlessly, fanatically, to the newspapers, to people in public life, to friends and relatives, and at last, to the dead, his own obscure dead, and finally, the famous dead.
That's a 1978 recording of Saul Bellow reading from his book, Herzog. Saul Bellow died yesterday at home in Brookline, Massachusetts.